Hello again. This is your weekly Tech Law 10 podcast. I'm Eric Sinrod in foggy San Francisco coming to you. I'm joined by my partner in cyber affairs, Jonathan Armstrong from our London office. Jonathan was just out here visiting. I was actually able to show Jonathan our San Francisco office and the views we have of the beautiful bay, and he was on vacation. And I know, Jonathan, that spurred some thinking of you on your part in terms of vacation ideas and how that might relate to this particular podcast. So why don't you explain yourself?
Yes, I will. Yeah, and thanks for showing me in the family round, and the views are spectacular. I'll maybe try and post one on the Tech Law 10 page. Yeah, I was thinking quite a lot about, obviously I was on holiday myself, but also observing other people's behaviors on holiday. And I guess probably the worst example I saw is we sort of shared a, you know, there was a common balcony outside our hotel room on one part of our trip round. And the guy on the two doors away would get up quite early. Presumably he was East Coast US based and would do conference calls at sort of breakfast time. But giving away the most you know, detailed information about some of his clients, you know, salary detail, employers, what their spouses did, and so on. It seemed that these were people who were applying for home loans or mortgages, and he obviously had this detailed questionnaire he'd go through almost automatically off his head. But because, presumably because he kept saying, "I don't have a pen and paper with me," he was repeating back all of the details each time. I don't know whether he was repeating them into a dictaphone or whatever. And it struck me that, I know we've talked about some of these things before, but the risk profile for most organizations must really increase in July and August, partly because of this ever-present nature of working that we've got. Now, I know some people reckon, probably rightly, but it's very damaging for employees. The Works Council at some German organizations, for example, have objected to emails even being sent to employees when they're on vacation, particularly those that ask for a response before they return. So for those people employing people in Europe, there could actually be Works Council objections to asking people or even permitting them to work through their holiday time. Obviously, we see a lot of emails when we do internal investigations, for example, that are sent during holiday or after hours, where people give short and sharp replies, which a regulator may see in a different light. And obviously, the News International hacking case, we understand, is likely to feature one such out-of-hours email. But also it seems to me that there's a whole host of other issues as well. We know that the UK data regulator, the ICO, for example, has had a couple of regulatory interventions recently with respect to lost laptops. There was another case again just last week after the police lost a lot of laptops over here. And they've also objected to the use of free email services to try and streamline working where data has been sent to those email services that shouldn't have been. So, for example, some employees still forward their emails to, let's say, a Gmail account or we talked about Apple services a couple of weeks ago, to a personal email account so that they can deal with them at home if their own device doesn't sync with the corporate network. That's obviously a risk from an information security point of view, and one that data regulators in Europe are not likely to be sympathetic to. There's obviously the whole risk around information security, which is magnified since bring your own device. And again, we've talked about this before. I think some employees look after their own devices better than they look after corporate devices, but the same isn't always true. Just because you use your MacBook or whatever on holiday, but also for work purposes. You know, some people know that the corporate device, particularly 5 years ago, 6 years ago, rarely left the office, and if it did, it went with them home to work with. But obviously people's own devices, particularly if they've got some device that they really like and they want to catch up on social media when they're on holiday, can go with them, you know, to the, when they travel, on the plane, to the beach, and has more risk of being lost. I'm always amazed at the figures that U.S. airports publish from time to time of the number of devices that have been left in trays as we go through the security check-ins. And as you know, Eric, I've had quite a few flights recently, and I know how many times I've been through security, and a couple of times, even in the last couple of weeks, people have had to be reminded to pick their laptop up from the tray. There's also a vulnerability as well as we use unsecure Wi-Fi networks. These so-called man-in-the-middle attacks are becoming much more common, I think, where criminal gangs set up a fake Wi-Fi network. They know that people in hotel lobbies or in railways or airports will be scanning for an open network. They make the network look like it's a proper free Wi-Fi service, and they just read all of the data that goes over that network. So it seems to me that there's actually a whole host of risks that come from employees working whilst they should be on holiday, aside from the sort of personal aspects of them not having had a proper break. And I was wondering, is that me just being paranoid, Eric, or do you think some of those risks are real for you as well?
Well, just having shown you the bay, you certainly covered the waterfront to keep the metaphor going. And I think you're, in this case, unfortunately not paranoid. I share your thoughts, and I was thinking ahead, and as you got to the next point, I was already thinking it in my own mind. Of course, there's concern about, you know, Wi-Fi hotspots and how, you know, sensitive personal information can get sort of sucked off into the wrong hands from the Wi-Fi hotspots. And I know I've written on that in the past, and I'm not sure whether we've podcasted on that yet or not. There's certainly the concern about leaving, you know, laptops and smartphones around, especially smartphones, because they're so small. It's just easy to set them down. And I've bought myself a case that clips onto my belt, and I make sure my iPhone is always on my belt. I just don't leave it down anywhere. And I'm always amazed when I see them lying around, because, of course, they can contain all sorts of information, and there's certainly a means of communication that should not get into the wrong hands. Apart from all of that, I mean, hopefully when people go on vacation, Jonathan, they should not be working. I have to say, I know you were on vacation last week, and I did get some work-related emails from you, but certainly not the same volume as usual. And what I've tried to do in the past, not that it's relevant to other people necessarily, but if I'm going to check email on vacation, I just do it once a day. Then the point being to enjoy the vacation, not to have our work life and personal lives blur so much. And, you know, I think one of the problems with sort of being in this always-on world now, and we can really be in touch 24/7, it doesn't give us a chance for repose, because we just have this reflex always going to our phone or going to our laptop or going to our emails. It's just conditioned, and it takes us out of the real world more than it should. There are times and places, clearly, we need to work hard, but there's a time and a place not to do that. And, you know, even apart from vacations, I think of these issues just in terms of the ordinary commute. I know you take the train, I take the ferry across the San Francisco Bay, and it's amazing what people will talk about on their phone conversations around other individuals. And some of the things they talk about can be sensitive, personal, privileged, trade secret, and it's for the whole world to hear. It amazes me, and it amazes me. Some people will talk about things work-related in a very loud tone of voice, as if they're all by themselves. So there's danger there, too. I know we've gone over our – right now this is at Tech Law 12, so we should probably close it down. I know we're approaching our 100th Tech Law 10, so we're going to have our century mark coming up pretty soon. Anyway, I'm Eric Sinrod in San Francisco with Duane Morris, EJ Sinrod at DuaneMorris.com. You know you can find us on – LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Jonathan, why don't you do the honors?
Yeah, Jonathan Armstrong, JP Armstrong at DwayneMorris.com. And we'll continue this discussion if you want to on our Tech Law 10 group pages on LinkedIn. I know a number of you have joined recently, and thanks for doing that. All that remains, I guess, is to thank you for listening. Even if you are on vacation, thanks for taking the time to be with us. And we'll speak to you next week. Thanks.
Cheers.
For now. Bye.